We're going to continue from 2 weeks ago. So what 2 weeks ago we spoke is the concept of the following. That the chesed, the kindness of Hashem, expresses itself, the word chesed, begimatri 72. And that's what we saw, that the name of God that represents chesed, it's a 72 names. Each name is made out of three letters. And the three letters are three psukim b'kriyat yam suf. You read one pasuk straight, one pasuk backwards, and one pasuk straight. The first, the last, and the first is the first name, and so on. You go sequentially to 72. And what we spoke last week, there are the 72 names, and that represents God's chesed in this world. Okay? We are going to continue expanding it, explaining it, and go with this to how Jewish mystical tradition relates to the something called replacement theologies. The replacement theologies are the Abrahamic religion that claim to replace Yiddishkeit. Those are this Islam and Christianity, that these traditions come to replace Yiddishkeit. Why and how we, as Jews, in the mystical tradition, understand that and how we relate to it. So to start with it, we are going to start in the handles from last week. There were two selections of the Gro. Okay? And we'll start with the second one. Anochi velo yelecha. Says the Gro, and I highlight it. Ve'adua sheshivim panim la'Torah. We know that there are 70 facets to Torah. Ubechol makom shechoshev lahem shnei koilalim. Always when you have 70, you have to know that in Torah, and the beauty of Torah is that there is consistency. Always when there is 70, sivim panim la Torah, 70 nations, 70 languages, there's always two which are the top of the pyramid of the 70. So that's why it comes always out to 72, which is God's expression of chesed. And I explain to you why. Because the world, in its point, it's an expression of chesed of God. If you go, and that's what the Zohar always says, Reshit, the beginning of the world. If you want to know and to summarize, what is the world of an expression of? It's an expression of the kindness of God. That God expression is the Milu Yudim, Shem Shamayim, if you spell Yud Kei Vav Kei with a Yud, Yud, Yud Vav Dalet, so you know there's the Milu, there's always a Yud. Yud, the letter Yud, Vav Dalet, Begimatria Yud. Hey, Hey, Yud, also Yud. Vav, Vav, Yud, Vav. You add a Yud. And you add a Yud to the last Hey, altogether the Gematria 72. Because that is the point of the world. This is the chesed of God that expresses itself. It's always 72. So he says like this, always when there is 72, there is 70 and 2 on top. Kmo shivim umot, there are 70 nations, Chazal stress, im Esav Ishmael. Esav Ishmael on top of the pyramid. Vechen lehavdil ein shemot akorelim. The names of Hashem, the 72 names, there are 70 names, and there are two of them which are called the koilel, the one that encompass everything, is the name of Ani Vahu. That's why in Rosh Hashanah, Rashi already quotes in Masechet Sukkah, that's why in Sukkah, we say Ani Vahu, in Sukkot, we say Ani Vahu Oshiyana. Ani Vahu are the two heads of the names. Shehem Roshim Vekolelim Lekulam. Because this is the one that encompasses the 70. Vechen B'Shivim Sanhedrin. We know we have our Sanhedrin, the Jewish Supreme Court, the Sanhedrin, is made out of 70 people. Nosaf Alehem Shnayim Shehem Aroshim. There is always two extra people, which are the heads. They are the leaders of the Jewish court, the Sanhedrin, the Nasi and the Abedin. And they were outside. Vehem nuim b'Yirmiyah, v'yikachem rav ha-tabachim, v'shlosha somri asaf, sris echad, shiva nashim, sar ha-tzava, v'shishim ish, hem ayin beit Sanhedrin. If you look in Yirmiyahu, Yirmiyahu calls the Sanhedrin having 72 people. Even though we know it's always 70. It says, yeah, there were 70 plus two heads of it. V'chvayis mimroshim, v'chen ayim umot. It's 70 nations. They are chutz medom v'ishmael, שהם הראשים והכוללים. 70 people went to Mitzrayim. Avram and Yitzchak are the two 70 naked 72. Okay, in spirit you were there. וכן עין פנים לתורה. We know there are 70 facets of Torah. ושני דיברות הראשונים, and the two utterances, the first dibros, הם כוללים כל המצוות. They are the ones which empower, enlighten, they make the 72. אנוכי כולל כל מצוות תעשה, ולא יהיה לך כולל כל המצוות לא תעשה. ולכן מחמת אנוכי נתקע התורה בליבם, and therefore the Midrash says that when they heard אנוכי, gave them the ability to understand Torah, it's a positive commandment. וחלק העשה, that's the idea of doing, taking initiative and doing things. ומחמת לא יהיה לך, and when the Hashem said לא יהיה לך, gave us the power, פסק יצרה, to control the evil inclination. וחלק הלא תעשה. והם נגד וו and הי, and these two is the וו and the הי. The Torah, I know, that was giving us in Shakenim, in Shukos Pihu. The Torah was giving to us at a Vav and a Hey. Hey, Anochi. We have a Hey. Anochi is the Vav. V'lo yeh lecha is the Hey. Right? The old mitzvahs aseh are represented by the Vav, which is a connection. And the Hey, which is a boundary. If you look at the letter Hey, it's a Yud with a boundary. Creating the boundaries is the Lois aseh lo yeh lecha. That's why women, the feminine, is mechuyev in all the mitzvot lo taseh. And that's why, because the hey is the feminine letter, right? Always in Hebrew, if you put a hey, you turn a letter into the feminine. Shela, achota, always the hey. And the vav, which relates to the male, is chayev in all the mitzvot taseh, right? Because lo, shelo, beito, always with a vav. This is the grow. So it comes out like this, that when you have the Shem Havaye, the 72, 7 is always how you explain something. You explain the ideas always with 7. The 7 days of the week explain time is always the concept of 7. And you see why in a second. I'm going to explain to you why 7 explain. But the heads, always there is a source. And the source is this dual source, which is Avraham and Yitzchak, always looking Jewish law. And this will be always 70 as an explanation of the original source, which is this binary source, the zero and the one, right? The zero and the one, which is the hey and the vav, which is this idea of the two kolonim. Okay, so this is very important, and now we're going to understand something very interesting about Ishmael and Esav. Yes. Because the idea is the following, right? Yud and hey are the pristine thoughts of God. The ability to bring it to realization, which is the world here, the world of fruition, is the Vav and the Hey. The Vav is really, in Chazal, the Yud, which extends, that allows you to connect. So let me explain to you. If you want to go, I will just explain to you. The Yud and the Hey, the Yud is the mind, is the point. If you have, let's say, to transmit to somebody, a rabbi wants to teach, he has an idea, and he wants to partake the idea to connect to the intellect of the other person. So that ability to connect is the Vav. That's why the first letter we spoke a few weeks ago, you weren't here. That's why the Anochi Torah starts with an Aleph. And the Aleph in Chazal is two Yuds and a Vav. It's the Yud, which is the intellect of God, the intellect of humans, and is connecting through a channel. So the channel is the Vav. So the first one is the channel, the ability to connect, the ability to transcend, the ability to understand. And the hey is the ability to put it in a way which creates boundaries. We're going to see something very interesting of the Sas Emes, on this idea of creating boundaries. Connection and creating boundaries. Now we're going to see, because it's such an important thing. Okay, so this is the foundational idea. Once we understand this, now we can go into our handout that we gave last week. It's the second side of the first page. And it starts, Pirush Agra leSafra deTzniuta. This is the Pirush Agra to Safra deTzniuta. Says the Gro, this duality of Esav and Ishmael, and Cain and Hevel.
is that duality that we have. It's a duality that follows through world chronology and the Torah. So the first duality is Cain and Hevel. Velachen Esav hu ha-bechor. That's why Esav is the Bechor. And he is the representation of Cain. V'avar al shichut amim v'gilui arayot. Chazal stressed the fact that he was over on gilui arayos in shichus domim. Kmo shekosa v'yosav v'yov Esav min asode v'hu ayef. Hasadeh, Chazal learns, the gilui arayot. Ayef, the shichus damim. Kmo sheifa, the Gemara Basra quotes a posuk. V'hu Cain. Why did Cain do what kind of gilui arayot? So Esav did gilui arayot and shvichut amim, which is exactly like Cain. Why? Chazal say, "Vu Cain, vayibi otam basade sheomru al teomai yitera gilui arayot." He wanted to have relations with the twin of Hevel. So that's gilui arayot. Ve'arag et Hevel achiv. Sham. V'chen kol inyano shel Esav hu inyan shel Cain. If you want to see the Cain and Hevel, I'm sorry, Cain and Esav are two expressions of the same person. And you'll see that that goes. V'Ishmael, who is Ishmael? Who Hevel. V'lachen izboser yosir. That's why he became a better person, because Hevel was killed, right? So in essence, he was transformed into something higher and better. That is represented by the fact that Ishmael asa tshuva, and he became a monotheistic. He became monotheistic. That is the tshuva of Ishmael. Ki avot hen Adam. Adam arishon, in its first version, is created by God, and that's Adam. But like everything in life, God creates a pristine image, and we go ahead, and that pristine image is untenable, and we have to recreate. Today we spoke about Pidyon HaBen. That's the same idea of Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen says in our Parsha, right? Bechor banecha titen li, says the Sipurnu, because the Bechor technically should have been a ascetic, a monk, an arhat. Arhat is the expression in India to somebody who's completely devoid of any physicality. And he should have been like this very, very like pristine individual, which is in essence untenable. And you go ahead and you give the money to the Kohen to buy it in, to say, listen, I don't want to be created so pristine and perfect by God. I want to make it happen myself. Adam HaRishon was this pristine individual that also blew up. And now we have to rebuild. The rebuilding of Adam HaRishon, version 2, is Avram. That's what we saw. That's why all Chazal, you see the story of Adam HaRishon, it's almost like a roadmap, a blueprint from Avram. This is truly a reflection one of the other. The Mikbal, the mystics will say this is, you can learn one from the other. That's why many things in the story you can only learn. So the same way Adam HaRishon becomes the Ovis, Yaakov Avin is the Tikkun of Adam, right? Yani Amarti Elokim Atem Uvnei Adam Kulchem. Avram and Yitzchak are part of Yaakov. We're going to learn about it today. But the two children, Cain and Hevel, is Ishmael and Esav. Ki Yadua. V'Esav v'Ishmael em Yimina u'Smala. One represents the right and one represents the left. One represents the idea of chesed, of giving potential and expansion, which is Avram. Avram, we're going to learn today that Avram's idea is creating the idea of chesed, but has to be bound. It has to be mixed. It has to be tamed. It has to be limited. Avram is midas chesed, which is potential and giving and expanding. The distortion of it, going too far, is Ishmael. Ishmael, yado bakol, viada kolbo, he has no boundaries. That's why also chesed always relates to potential. That's why Hashem gave the Arabs tons of potential. They are sitting in great sources of oil, right? Of energy, because that's chesed. So they represent the right, which is the one, the strength, the power. The limiting, the constraining, the developing, the turning into something. It's Cain. Cain is the one we're going to say, Kinyan. קניתי איש את השם. The kinyan is boire oilom bekinyan. You know what the halach of kinyan is? Hevel, by the way, is air. Hevel is the idea is that that's completely grows without any limits. It's the unbound chesed. Kain is kaniti iset Hashem. You know the halacha by kinyan is you cannot buy something sheino mesuyim. You cannot buy something which is not well defined. If you come to somebody and say, listen, I'll buy everything that you produce. It's not a kinyan. You've got to put a boundary. So what does it mean? How much you produce every year? I'll buy X production. Like in American law, right? If you make a contract, and the contract is that you go ahead and you bind somebody forever, it's if you do a contract forever, it's not even a contract for a minute. Because you have to be boundaries. In halacha kinyan, that's why he's the one who puts the boundary. And that's Esav. Chazal say that what was Esav? Esav developed the world. He created bridges, he created merchatzot. He takes the potential of the quote-unquote that's sitting in the Arab lands, and he develops it. That's why all the refineries like Aramco are Esav's idea of how they took it to, because it's so funny that they had the oil, but the extraction and the refineries had to be Western technology. This is exactly how Chazal understood, because that's Kain and Hevel. Let me just continue. Kayadua. And he says, and this is Shor Vachamor. That's why we have this idea of an ox and a donkey. That is the kilayim of kilay behema. Shor v'chamor. Chamor is the one that's very passive. He carries a lot of load. That represents to Ishmael. That he has a lot of potential. He carries the load. But he doesn't do. Shor is the one that was used to plow. Tura, the Gemara says, is leradia. Shor is the Lashon lines. He created. He defines. He creates boundaries. He defines. That's why the shor is keneged Esav. Chamor is keneged Ishmael. That's to explain. Esav, shor. Esav is always represented as the shore, Parim Abirim. The apostle calls it Parim Abirim. Ishmael, Shvulachem po im achamor. Chazal say I'am, or am, or im hadomir lechamor. The Gemara b'Bakama. So you see, it's domir lechamor. V'imo, Meretz Mitzrayim. The mother of Ishmael comes from Meretz Mitzrayim. Asher psar chamorim saram. Vem Kain v'Hevel. So Kain v'Hevel in the animal world, we have the shore and the chamor. You realize that these dualities of Ishmael and Esav, which is a dualities of, in the animal world, the shor and the chamor. In Briyas Olam is Kain v'Hevel. And now, this is also Tzemer u'Pishtim. Tzemer, remember, Chazal say, right, one wanted to bring, what did Kain wanted to bring? He wanted to bring some kind of a plant as Chazal say, what was it? It was pishtun. It was flax. And what did he want to bring? The Vajra God did have want to bring. He wanted to bring a tzon. He wanted to bring an animal. Chazal says tzemer. That's tzemer or pishtim. Pishtim, if you look at linen, flax in Chazal, in Pasuk, it's called bad bevadiye. Right? It's the lashon bad. Big the bad. Because they grow in individual lines. They grow individually, they don't intermingle because they're very well defined, very well precise. That's why Pishtim relates to Kain, which relates to the shore. Very precise, very defined, very limiting. Tzemer is something which is all entangled. You can't get and separate. You have the part of the Moloch is to disentangle. That's Keneged Hevel. That's why Hevel, whom he wanted to bring Tzemer. So this is the concept that we have. Tzemer u'Pishtim, Shor v'Chamor, Kain and Hevel, Esav and Ishmael. Expressions of the same idea. The beauty in Yiddishkeit is that once you learn the process keeps repeating itself in so many dimensions. You could understand the world so much better once you understand how the world was created, because it was created with a process that repeats itself in various dimensions, but it's always the same process. We're going to talk about that. This is what we're talking today about, the marriage of the two, which is the famous alliance between the clash of civilizations. The reason why we talked about it is the clash of civilizations, which is Islam and the Western world. Within Chazal is the clash of Kain and Hevel. Right? Is it good or bad? We're going to see that. Because this is the clash of civilizations. And you realize that there is something so interesting. In Chazal, the Maral already points out, where's Mashiach going to come from? So if you look in Chazal, the literature is inconsistent. In some places, it comes from an Arab tribe. He'll come from Medinat Aravia. And in some places, he'll come up from Rome. So the Maral says there are two versions or two possibilities. Because these two, the clash of civilizations, we hope that one of them will be the overcoming, which is a process in history. We don't know which one will overcome, the clash of civilizations. And from that imbalance, Mashiach will come, we'll discuss about it today. But this is so interesting. That's in Chazal, it's on the indeterminate of that clash of civilizations of Cain and Hevel, which is Esav and Ishmael, which is Shor v'Chamor, Tsemer and Pishtim, who is going to be. But there is an attempt, they're going to see, of them getting, what Dov said, getting married together. And this is the danger of the world. Look at what he says. Veshelo izdavgu zelaze. And the key is that these two should not marry together. That's the concept of kilayim. The same way Shor v'Chamor, you cannot put them together. You cannot put Tsemer and Pishtim together. You need them to clash. The clash of civilizations is helpful and it's healthy. We're going to talk about today, see my Shver, my father-in-law wrote a book called Closing the UN, right? The United Nations. We're going to see that in mystical thoughts, there's a lot to be said on that. And there's a famous Wort von Wuttner when they opened the League of Nations in the United Nations. Because the nature of these two is that they're going to try to be together. Kenal. That's why we cannot put them together. Lo tachrosh b'shor v'chamor yachtav. That's why the book says you're not allowed to plow with a donkey and a donkey and an oxen. V'im b'atzman kilayim shel tzemer u'pishtim. That's why we're not allowed to mix tzemer and pishtim. V'esav ratza leizdaveg im Ishmael. He wanted to marry, Yodov said, he wanted to marry Ishmael's daughter. U'lachriv et ha'olam. And this would cause the destruction of the world. Sod HaKadusha, because you realize that in life, these dualities, they have to be put together. To be able to unleash the power of the world, you have to marry the two. Avram and Yitzchak. Yaakov Avinu said Avram and Yitzchak, that we've been speaking about, represent in our Jewish version, Esav and Ishmael, Cain and Hevel. Avram is the kindness, the one that gives the potential. And Yitzchak is the one that does what? That limits constraints. What we saw 2 weeks ago. Remember, Avram was the one who realizes that Hashem is the one giving all to us. And you want to emulate Hashem in this, which is what's called the Ora Yashar, God giving to us. Yitzchak realized and he took the opposite stance, that if that is the case, we need to approach. We need to serve God. We need to make it ours. We need to acquire, which is Midas Adin, limiting, constraining, acquiring, taking it. This duality of Avraham and Yitzchak, which is Ahava Veira, is fused together by Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu is Emes. Truth is the balance between the two. Between Avram and Yitzchak. We all know the pasuk says, Yaakov Ishtam, he was perfect, Yoshev Ohalim. He sat in tents, in the plural. So Shari Oira writes, what does it mean in tents? What are the tents? The tent of Avram and the tent of Yitzchak. He balanced the two, he created a harmony. He is the third one which creates the balance. When Esav realized that Yaakov Avin is getting it, he said, I'm going to try to do the same thing. I'm going to marry Ishmael's daughter, also merge the two. But that would have created a destruction of the world because it unleashes the power. Now, what's the difference? Why Yaakov Avinu? Maybe you are like, always like this particularistic idea. But you say, okay, Jewish, putting it together, awesome. That's why, by the way, Kilayim is used in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, Kilayim is okay. So he's saying the Beis HaMikdash Kilayim is okay. Afoch, Big the Kehuna is Big the Kilayim. But to have kilayim outside, oichum vei. So we don't want to create a unity among them, but us, yes. That's so unfair. I'm going to explain to the B'kitzur today. I think this is so vital and important, in my view. We're going to continue. Now, Lachen vayistom Esav et Yaakov, and therefore, when Esav, the Pasuk says, he hated Yaakov, what did he do? He couldn't kill him. How did he try to kill Yaakov? Vayelech hevi l'shmuel. Says, do you know the way to kill Yaakov? It to be like him. I'm going to marry Shmuel's daughter. Vaykach et machlat ba'al Shmuel. Ma'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu sires et hazachar ve'arag et hanekeva. God made this an impossibility for them. That's why the Leviathan, which wanted to destroy the world, the Zachar and the Kiva, they together would create, unleash an unbearable power. And therefore God made it that won't work. Ve'inyan Sirus then explains, okay, this I won't go into it. But God made it impossible to happen. So what's the difference between the Jewish unity, it's great, and their unity is not? You have to realize something. Our concept of unity, of unifying these two opposites, is by creating and by breaking the self. Our understanding of the world is that the only way to merge is taking away the I from the equation, breaking it away from you. If you just create two people together because we share a common goal, but I am I, I'm not changing myself, and you are not changing yourselves, we're just putting it together, which is represented by the fact that when Esav married the daughter of Ishmael, he's anashav lo leisha, he never, the two wives that he had, they were bad. He didn't send them away. He just added an additional wife for convenience. For convenience sake is destructive. Because the only way to do it is when you actually destroy the eye. You become like Yaakov Avinu, that the most yukno is the most yukno shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says, that's why every nisoyon of the Ovis was always against their nature. Avraham Avinu is the kindness. Every nisoyon was against kindness. Even Yaakov Avinu, which is the Ish Emes, for him was to search, like we spoke so many times, a higher form of Emes. But all his life you had to cheat his way to get to Emes. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky always says, so what was Yitzchak Avinu Nisoyen? Yitzchak Avinu Nisoyen, the Gemara in Shabbos says, would be Leosid Lovay. Because Leosid Lovay, Kodesh Boch, will come to judge the Jewish people, and they're going to realize that the Jewish people don't deserve to be alive. And no one will have an answer until Yitzchak, Shemida Sadin, you have an answer. You say, how long did the Jews live? So many hours. How many hours is left? They eat part of the day, they sleep, and they daven. So how many hours are empty they could do wrong things? Very few hours. Who divide between me and you? To go against Midas Adin, that's what Yitzchak was. Always the avoida is to go against your innate nature. The problem is that Esav and Ishmael, they are their own beings, but they are not willing to compromise who they are. They are allowed to create an alliance. An alliance of two selves is destructive. When the alliance is by breaking the self, by allowing an opposite, that is the midah of Kedusha of Yaakov Avinu. My Rosh Yeshivas used to say, and I tell you, this is so important. The Gro says, by the way, first let's start with the Gro. The Gro says, somebody, we are, if you reflect on yourself, you probably came here many other times. We're not 0 kilometers. Meaning we are like here in some kind of a coming back or Gilgul, whatever you say, right? So the Gro says, how do you know what's your mission in life? Something that's most difficult for you to do, that's probably what you're here for. And my Rosh Yeshiva used to say, the Gro says the flip side is also true. Says in the Gro the following idea. Vatar ki mitametzet, that's the pasuk in Rus. Vatar ki mitametzet hilalechet. Naomi saw that Rus was struggling when she was pushing her away. And she was struggling The pasuk says, "Vatechta mendavelia," so she stopped pushing her away. And the girl asked, I was questioning. She was trying to push Ruth away. Finally, she was actually getting successful because she was already struggling. And she stopped pushing her away, says the girl, because the Yetzer Hara, the Gemara says that the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara sit together in your heart. And he says, very many times it's difficult to discern what's the Yetzer Hara and what's the Yetzer Tov. Says the girl, do you know how you know when something is the Yetzer Tov? When it's something difficult to do. If something is too pleasant, if you have a mitzvah that you are like looking to do it, you realize that probably that's not the Yetzer HaTov, that's the Yetzer HaRa. So that's the story. When she saw that Ruth wanted to become Jewish, she didn't know if there was the Yetzer HaRa or Yetzer HaTov, meaning is that a good or a bad intention. But when she saw that she was struggling to go, so said, aha, it's not so easy, that's the Yetzer HaTov. But Rosh Yeshiva always told me, I remember when I was a little boy, anything that you like, the mitzvah that is so interesting and attractive, probably is the Yetzer HaRa. Some people say, I'm saying now Kaddish for my mom. A lot of people love going to the Amud and they fight for the Amud and they think that that's the biggest mitzvah. Trust me, if they are so eager to go to the Amud, that's probably the Yetzer HaRa. Like, that's the benchmark. That's the idea. The idea is we have to break the self. Every avodah is to break the self. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to Esav and Yishmael to give them the Torah. Because the Torah is supposed to break the self. And what did they ask? The Ishmael asked, what? Maksive Hashem misinai ba vizarach misir lamo hofir mear paran. So Chazal stressed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it fair chance. And they asked Maktiv ba, what's written there? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told to Ishmael, not enough. He says, you should not commit adultery. And they didn't want to, because they have no boundaries. So that would have to break themselves. When they came to Esav, and Esav asked what's written, and what did Hashem tell Esav? He's written, lo tirzach, he can kill. And he's the one who creates boundaries, he limits it, he kills. It's against the nature. So they were really ready to create an alliance. They were not created to break themselves into this idea. The way of breaking the self is the only, because the self, that idea of the selfish gene, is the most destructive. So if you unleash that together with Chesed and Din as an alliance, it's very destructive. That's why Rav Udner used to say, when Paro, it says the following, when Klal Yisrael went to receive the Torah, Va'icha Nisroel neged Ahar, Chazal say, Ki ish echad belev echad. By Paro, it says the same story. Uparo, it says, Umisraim nosea achareim. It says the Mitzrayim also says in the singular. Rashi says, Belev echad ki ish echad. So Rav Udner always asks, why does Rashi switch? From Klal Yisrael, it says, Ki ish echad, Belev echad. By Mitzrayim, it says the same singular, it says, Belev echad ki ish echad. It switches the order. It says that's the idea. Because here, Belev echad ki ish echad is that they had one intention, so they were ki ish echad. But ki ish echad also only because they share the same goals. That's like the UN. You share a goal, the League of Nations, each one is a nation of itself. You're not ready to give up of yourself anything. So you create a League of Nations because you have a common goal.
So actually, Donald Trump's view is more in line with what you're saying about the world. He says, your nation following your pursuits, competing with us, and that's the right thing to do. And we're a nation and we have to follow our pursuits.
That's exactly, he represents, yes, he represents the Goyish view as it is, absolutely. And that's what he says. He says, this is what the UN is all about. People with self-interests competing with each other, and when they find a common denominator, they put it together. That's the UN, and that's Belev Echad Ki Ish Echad, that's Mitzrayim.
Also, I just wanted to ask, I'm a little confused about the Chesed thing. When you say Chesed, so that means like too much doing for the other is not
good. Not doing for the other. If Chesed is not giving. It's giving, in other words, without boundaries, for sure not. If you give your children too much, you're the most destructive in the world. You have to put boundaries. In life, you have to give and put boundaries. Every case is like this, even stalker. The tzedakah, the ultimate tzedakah is what? Giving the guy a job. If you keep giving him tzedakah, you are being destructive.
Abraham Avinu, maybe his strength was also his weakness.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's why Hashem had to give him the ideas of not being so nice, to kick his son out, to try to kill his son, to go to Mitzrayim. Absolutely, to balance. You have to break because the nature of the self is to impose in the world.
strength also was his weakness.
Absolutely. That's why he had to balance. Absolutely. And that's why the whole idea was to put it together. Absolutely. And that's the difference. So by Klal Yisrael is ki ish echad belev echad. We are one, and therefore we have the same goals because we share the ideas. Donald Trump's idea of the world, how he views the UN, is exactly right. And that's why the UN is so destructive. That's why the answer is close the UN. Because if you put these two together, when the self, because the self is so destructive, is the opposite. That's the idea of lack of Kedusha. We need to see why that exists in the world. But this is the competing powers that they are unwilling to change. But they are willing to create an alliance. Al nashav lo leisha. Alliances without compromises. I always say a marriage is so much that. You could have a marriage of Yishmael, and you could have a marriage of Klal Yisrael. Right? Klal Yisrael means the marriage is that each one gives in for the other. You have to give in the self. But if the idea is that each one has his own life and they have some kind of a compromise, that they have an alliance, that when they share things, they do together. So the compromise is not that they're changing the self. They're just making a modus vivendi. The chassam won't last. You have to make it, to break the self, to incorporate somebody else, to realize that we're not owners of the truth. If we believe that we are not owners of the truth, we would go and we achieve the Yichud HaShalom. The Yichud HaShalom is a Kodesh Bochum. That's the Yichud HaShalom. And ultimately, the issue of the world is the I and the self breaking away from him. And that's what it is. So that's why it's so destructive. We're going to continue now the next page, the Shari HaLeshem. By the way, that's why in the Ayin base, always the two powers is this, Shor V'Chamor, the Nosi, the one who is Nosi, which is the Chesed, the one that gives the potential, and Avbezin that puts the boundaries. Always the Nosi is very inclusive. If you look, you follow in the Zugis, the Nosi is always inclusive, and the other one, the Avbezin, is okay, put boundaries. Right? Always that dichotomy. Anoichi, the ability to grow, and Velo Yilecho. You know that what, I think if I'm not mistaken, the Sfasem says, what was the Nisar? Kudus Boku came to all the nations, and he told them something against their nature. Us, that Yaakov, what was our Nisoyin that's against our nature? Because we are the sons of Yaakov. Yaakov already blended the two. It's the idea of Hagbola. That we in this world, because we are now trying to emulate a Kodesh Bohu, there is a natural tendency to try to jump and to connect too fast. And the idea is to go step by step. That's our Nisoyin. Also, our Nisoyin is to go, because we always want to jump, to go to conclusions, to go too fast. The Hagbola is our Nisoyin. Always our Nisoyin is something against our nature. Let's continue. Shari HaLeshem. This is the Leshem Shvoi V'Achloma, which is Rabbi Yosef's grandfather, which is the one that explains the Torah Sari. Ki Avrom Nofa Mikni Yishmael. We know that Avram, his strength was his weakness, and that expressed itself in the Shmuel. Yitzchak nofi mini Yisof. Yaakov nosin tri achson. And not Yaakov, we're going to learn, Mr. Shem, next class, he married two sisters, which is also chisorn. Ina kavon ki alem kol zeh shlo nishlamuhem. It's not to say that they were imperfect, because now we are saying that they were imperfect, and that imperfection came out with Yishmuel. Because they had nisyon, as Hashem tested them, and Hashem made them change. So why did they have still an imperfection, which is called Ishmael? They are the sons of those of Ovis. They themselves were able to change their self through the testing that they went through. But now we're going to go back to Etzadas. Etzadas, the confusion of the world, of good and bad, it became very confused in the world, continues. Asher nase b'chol ha'oyolom is b'chol shiod merdog savar b'meoid. The whole world came into a much lower madriga. V'nase oyolom hazeh migusham u'mezuam. And this world became physical. Al dei shenisarev hara b'tov kinoda, the good and the bad became mixed. This world became extremely confused. Hine zeh yesh alisaki me'at ha'klal al-bi'es ha'mashiach. That the world would never be misukan. The tikkun is not the tikkun of the world. The tikkun of the world, only Mashiach will do. The tikkun that we do is the tikkun of the self. The famous verse of Mishra Salam, the people always want to change the world. And really that's impossible. And then you have to focus on changing the self. Says the Leshem, after Etz Hadas, you cannot be misak in the world. You can only be misak in yourself. The misak in the world, only Mashiach can do it. Ki gmar tikkuno taloi be'agilu dior agonus. Only when the gilui of Hashem will come, the world will be misukan. Shamin magia ma'aseh b'ni'odam klal v'chenal. And that is above individual actions. V'chol ma'aseh ovos v'kol tikkun sh'nitkan l'deim be'olam b'chlal. All the tikkunim of the ovos, hinei ha'yarak le'mitzius yisrol v'likdusha ozaratu l'ir d'alamata. It was only to allow the self, they themselves, to create, to break the selves, to create an image which is close to the image of God, which is this blend, to allow Torah to come to them. This was only a preparation for the world to be mesukan. Therefore, even after they served the office, that they were able to tame their midah, even after they fulfilled and they did not fail their test. The world never mesukan. They were mesukan themselves, not the world. Evil, the damage, that distortion continues in the world. They broke themselves and they became a reflection of Hashem. This is what the world is, that you break the self and you become a reflection of Hashem, that the self is broken. They were able to become like this, individually, but not in the world at all. They became the chariot of the expression of God. They were able to achieve that by the Nisoyin. They created something called the Jewish nation. Is a unique nation to bring Yichud Hashem. And they gave them a mission. That's why they are what the Jews are supposed to be, or Lamim. We're supposed to give an image of what the world is supposed to look like. But the world is not fixed yet. That's why the fact that the world still remains a problem is the fact that Avram, even after the Nisoyin, had still Ishmael, and Yitzchok still had Esav. This is because of Etz Hadas that created the inability to have the world in its tikkun. Through their ma'asim, they were able to change themselves. They were able to take the ra outside. The same way in the world of Etz Hadas created a confusion, and they were confused. Through the nisyon, they were able to create the perfect self and separate the distorted midah. That separation of the distorted midah, it's called Esav and Ishmael. Because to be able to create a perfection for the world, now it's impossible. That's the tikkun of Atid Lavo. After they were able to perfect themselves, they were able to extricate the Ra to that portion of the Midah, which was not Mesukan, the unfinished Midah, they were able to separate from themselves. That separation is called Ishmael and Esav. Their Zuama was taken away, and they became the Merkava to the Shekhinah, and this is the preparation for Yom HaMashiach. That's why the two people who were given the task to prepare the world for Mashiach, the need, who is it? It's Islam and Christianity. The Rambam writes, the two people who came to prepare the world, because they talk about Messiah, they talk about monotheism, because that's what it is. Esav and Ishmael represent the tikkun as it was supposed to be, that never got into where it's supposed to get. It never got there. It's the world that the tikkun that we do is a tikkun on the selves, but the tikkun of the world, the ra still exists. You can't destroy the ra. You could only separate the ra. So that distortion of the midah, that excess of the midah, that excess of the midah was never taken away, was extricated as a separate individual. That represents Ishmael, and that represents Esav. And therefore, for us, in our version of this history, if these two get together, they'll create something extremely destructive. That destruction of the world of Esav and Ishmael is when, because they'll have each one its own individual agendas, and they'll create a world which is distorted, which is the self destroying the world how it's supposed to be. So our version of the world is that we believe in the clash of civilizations. As long as there is a clash of civilizations, there is something which is called checks and balances. As long as the UN doesn't work because the competing interests don't allow them to be together, the world can function. The world will lose its function when you create a false unity, a unity that's really not a unity. It's only a shaker of unity, because the unity is that there is no self. When two people share a goal, they create a unity. That unity is extremely, extremely problematic, because it is a unity of a duality that's making itself. That's why it's a distortion. Interestingly enough, right, Islam always claims that we Jews distorted the Torah. And we believe that they are distorting the Torah, because the ultimate distortion is to create a unity which is really not a unity. And that's the idea. That's why Chazal always say that for Mashiach to come is when that duality will come to a clash and one will destroy the other. We don't know who is going to be the one remaining, if Ishmael or Esav. But the prerequisite for Mashiach is that one of them succeeds destroying the other. So they create a unity which is not a unity between two, is a unity because one overcame the other, the one superpower. That's why in the world you always need two superpowers. They're clashing to create a balance. That's the duality that relates in the world. If you create between the superpowers some kind of an alliance that they share a goal, they can and will destroy the entire world. The Mashiach will come when one will destroy the other, and in Machlokes in Chazal, who is going to be the winners? And in Chazal, interestingly enough, they say that the Ishmael, as it morphs, becomes Iran. Chazal believe in the Gemara in Yuma that the Nirmaral writes in Sefer HaNetzach that Ishmael, who is the one who carries the flag of Ishmael, is Persia. Even though Persia is not, the Iranians are not. But the Nirmaral already was already interested in the idea that the Iranians, Persia, was conquered by Islam in the 7th century, and they become representative of Islam. And therefore they're so destructive, because really they are not Islam, they are porous. So Chazal and Yuma say there will be destruction between porous, a war between porous, that's a clash of civilization between porous, between Iran and the Western world. Machloikis in the Gemara, who is going to be the one remaining? And that's the unknown aspect, or I would say the undetermined aspect of creation, of who's going to be the one inning. The worst problem is Chavshom, they come together. So in Beis Hashem, we're going to continue in 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, we're going to focus a little bit on the Etz Hadas. We're going to talk about Purim. So we'll talk about Purim, how the Etz Hadas and Purim and this idea, because Purim is an story like this, right? It's a union between Haman, which is Amalek and Esav, that for some reason he pops into Persia. And he gets Persia. So that is the unity that almost destroyed the world, when you have a Tsar. And so that expression of the destruction that almost got there, that's Etz Hadas, almost to the end, that's Tzemeru Pishtim, that is that Kilayim, was when Haman invaded the court of Persia to bring the destruction of the world. And therefore, how did we save ourselves? What was the key linchpin? If this is the case, I just finished it. What's the key avoda? Knosis kol ha-yudim. Exactly right. To create unity among us, to say that unity between Haman and Ahasuerus is not unity. They're all unified because one wants money, the other wants, so they share goals. For the only way to win is to show what true unity means, which is Knoises Kol HaYudim, which is almost an impossibility, right? Knoises Kol HaYudim. That's no. Knois is not just putting it together. It's not a sifa. Doesn't say a sofet Kol HaYudim. Knois is called Knesia. Knois is a place together that people share because you realize something. In other words, the people give in of their own interests. They cancel the interest. They don't share the interests. And by Purim is so much so this case, right? Because you realize by Purim, people had a lot of kindness of Mordechai. Roi v'yudim. You realize v'rotzu l'roi v'echov. Rotzu l'roi v'echov, meaning that not everybody agreed with the story of Mordechai. That was a very contentious idea. Even at the end, rotzu l'roi v'echov, right? Only the majority were like was. I hate to say it, but like a Trumpian kind of a story, right? That the world nation was divided. So Knoises Kol HaYehudim is exactly, Michael, that's why it doesn't say Asof et Kol HaYehudim. Don't gather. Gatherings mean nothing. You could have a demonstration. It's Knoises Kol HaYehudim. The Lashon of Knesia. That's why always, Kimu VeKiblu, it says without evolve. So it says, Kiyem VeKibel HaYehudim. They took upon themselves something because they realized that there is something bigger here. In life, the unity is when you have to realize that there is something bigger than just ourselves. There is something bigger. That's why the unity of Haman and Ishmael, of Eporas, which is the destruction of the Jewish people, Knoises Kol HaYehudim, Kiyem VeKibeles HaYehudim. That's why you have the mitzvah of Mishloach Manot Ish L'Re'eyu, that you give Manot Ish L'Re'eyu, right? There is Ahavas Re'im, right? This whole idea is Purim, right? This is the whole idea of Kenufia, of putting it together, of Knesia, of Klal Yisrael. Because I think this becomes also some kind of a paradigm that we're going to go into Golos, and into Golos we can't agree to anything. So if we're going to just share, do a demonstration because all of us hate Trump, so we're going to do a demonstration against Trump for different reasons, it will never work. We have to always to break the selves, the key and the kibbutz, which is not an asifa, but a knesia, knoises kol HaYehudim.
So Esther essentially was able to destroy the alliance by bringing it to a point where each one saw Achashverosh.
They didn't share.
They didn't share.
Exactly right. Absolutely. There she showed that their interest shared to a point, but then one would take the other. That's why she gave the impression that basically, if you share interests, in the end, the self wants to preserve. Absolutely. And to say that by being together, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. I always say that this becomes the paradigm of Jewish unity, Jewish thought. We don't have to think the same way. If we only together because we think the same way, that's not unity. It's sharing of value. Sharing of value is not unity. Precisely because we don't share the same, I always think the machloikes is the ikar. Because if you know that I don't think like you, but I realize that I'm not the owner of the truth, there is a higher truth. That's why I need you, even though we don't agree. That is unity. Is unity is not despite our differences, it's precisely because of our differences. The differences create unity, create balance. Because then you realize that you're not perfect. But if you think like Trump, that I'm perfect, I'm looking for the Americans, and you're looking for somebody else, so we are going to share when it feels, that's called trade wars. Right? And you could find some kind of an armistice. That would never work. Yes, man.
I beg to disagree. Because of the unity of a higher purpose, that there's a shared value of a higher purpose that brings about the unity. And that's the unity of good, that it's a shared value. It's not just the muscle that brings it together. It's whether we have a higher shared unity that brings it together.
No. That's a mistake. The mistake is, you realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah to us. The Shivim Ponim LaTorah is that you can't see everything. It's not because you are the owner of the truth, only you have somebody else. That's not, Chazal never see that. Chazal always believed, if you see throughout the literature, is that you have to recognize that you are not the owner of the truth. If you believe that you are on the truth only for a higher purpose, you're ready to compromise. That never works. In Chazal, if you understand, it's always because you realize that you can't be the owner of the truth. That's why in Matan Torah, right? If you to believe that you know everything, right? That you are master of Kol HaTorah Kula. Lehavdil, I'll tell you, I think that this is the story of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva darshan every single keser Shabbat Torah, right? He darshan the higher purpose. But when he came about his own life, he didn't have a drasha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to tell him stoik. It's the idea that we have to recognize that we are not masters of the truth. So this is the opposite. I don't think that we share higher value because we are perfect. I think that we have to realize that we, because it's a higher value, we don't have the unity. That's by Purim. I think the story of Purim is exactly this. The Gemara says, and I'll just finish it, because the Gemara says that they were trying to find if Nita di Kosev or not. What's the idea that they were, that Esther Buruach HaKodesh Nemra? Lekulam, the Gemara says, they found a problem. There always was a mistake. The only one was not, was who? Was Shmuel. Why? Because Kibu v'Kiblu, Kimu Lemala, Mashi Kiblu Lemata. That Lemata, you're right, doesn't work, but Kimu Lemala, that you could have. So, have a great Vochid, meet him in 2 weeks.